visiting teaching message. Prayerfully study this material and seek to know what to share. How will understanding the divine attributes of the Savior increase your faith in Him and bless those you watch over through visiting teaching? For more information, go to reliefsociety.lds.org. Divine Attributes of Jesus Christ, filled with charity and love. This is part of a series of visiting teaching messages featuring Divine Attributes of the Savior. The Guide to the Scriptures defines charity as the highest, noblest, strongest kind of love. Charity, scriptures.lds.org. It is the pure love of Jesus Christ. As we learn of Jesus Christ and strive to become like Him, we will begin to feel His pure love in our lives and be prompted to love and serve others as He would. Charity is having patience with someone who has let us down, said President Thomas S. Monson. It is resisting the impulse to become offended easily. It is accepting weaknesses and shortcomings. It is accepting people as they truly are. It is looking beyond physical appearances to attributes that will not dim through time. It is resisting the impulse to categorize others. In the Book of Mormon, we learn the great truth that we pray unto the Father with all the energy of heart that we may be filled with this love which He hath bestowed upon all who are true followers of His Son, Jesus Christ, that we may become the sons and daughters of God, that when He shall appear, we shall be like Him, for we shall see Him as He is, that we may have this hope, that we may be purified, even as He is pure. Moroni chapter 7, verse 48. Additional scriptures. John chapter 13, verses 34 and 35. 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verses 1 through 13. 1 Nephi chapter 11, verses 21 through 23. Ether chapter 12, verses 33 through 34. Consider this. How is Christ our perfect example of love and charity? From our history. A sister who had recently been widowed was grateful for visiting teachers who mourned with her and comforted her. She wrote, "I was in desperate need of someone to whom I could reach out, someone who would listen to me. And they listened. They comforted me. They wept with me. And they hugged me and helped me out of the deep despair and depression of those first months of loneliness." Another woman summed up her feelings when she was the recipient of true charity from a visiting teacher. "I knew that I was more than just a number on the record books for her to visit. I knew that she cared about me." Like these sisters, many Latter-day Saints around the world can attest to the truth of this statement by President Boyd K. Packer, President of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles. How consoling it is to know that no matter where a family may go, a church family awaits them. From the day they arrive, he will belong to a quorum of the priesthood, and she will belong to Relief Society. End of visiting teaching message. Divine Attributes of Jesus Christ, filled with charity and love. Read by Jane Wise.